This is Charleston's retirement coach, Brandon Bowen.
And I'm Heather Branch, here with Brandon, talking about his ideas on ways that you can better prepare for your financial future. BowenWealth.com is where you can go to begin your own conversation with Brandon and his team about your retirement savings and investments and how to put it all into a plan for the years ahead. There's also links in the show note. You can just click on there, or again, the website, BowenWealth.com. Can you feel it in the air, Brandon? The hum, the buzz that is the feeling of football season.
Oh, yes.
Almost being upon us.
Yeah, you see these preseason NFL.
Right.
But yes, ready for college football.
Well, and that's what I was thinking, that Ava, she's a junior this year.
Uh-huh.
So yep. Has the pressure of going to Clemson started to come out of her mouth?
Yes. She wants to go there, and
she
does. Yeah, like, I guess because dad is from there. You know, loves it. We love Clemson Tigers. So I'm sorry for all my Gamecock. I've got a lot of Gamecock clients. Okay,
right.
But yes, we've already scheduled our campus tour, and then the School of Nursing tour. You know, of course, this is the day before a home football game. So I know what I'm doing here.
How convenient for you, Brandon. It's like the worlds just came together and the gods smiled upon you as if you had nothing to do with that scheduling.
It's like, wherever you want to go, honey, it's fine. But yeah, we got a game. There's a game. It's going to be this great atmosphere.
Well, cheers to you and the fun that will be, hopefully, helping Ava figure out all of the college applications. Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about how she wants to be a nurse, which I think is so great because...
Yes. Yeah, pediatrics. She loves kids. And I think you've got to, and even in the NICU unit, with how tough that can be and stuff. So... Yeah, so she's awesome.
I like that idea, too, that she is interested in helping out folks and families starting at the very beginning of life, right? The babies mm-hmm. and that effort. And then here you are, dad, over here helping us with that end-of-life stuff, figuring out how we're going to be in retirement and all mm-hmm. of our years and estate planning and legacy planning, all that stuff. It makes sense. You guys can create a little Bowen family business unit there together.
Life begins at retirement.
There
okay?
it is.
Let's is when,
talk it. Let's.
Okay, now we get these shackles off of us, your job. Now it's time to do some living. So there we go.
That's what we want to do, sir. And that's what you are here to help us figure out when it comes to our money, because what's interesting is some of the most intelligent and educated people really just have so little understanding of what it is they got to figure out when it comes to their retirement plan. It's a completely different perspective financially for the years ahead. And what I find the most frustrating is, again, thinking about intelligent, educated people that are working hard, that are trying. They're like working their butts off trying to get it right. And it still can sometimes come back to bite us. Case in point, let's talk about fees and how it applies to one of the biggest, 401k has got to be one of the biggest retirement savings tools in America, is it not?
Absolutely. Got to be the number one.
So most of us, in the meantime, are familiar with motivational speaker Tony Robbins. He actually also authored the book Money, Master the Game. And when he was on CBS Morning Show, he talked about the fees we pay in our 401k and said this.
Most people, 58% of the people, don't even think there are any fees. A 1% in fee, because of the compounding over time, costs you 10 years of retirement income. The average person thinks they're paying less than 1% or nothing, and they're paying 3.1%. That's 30 years of fees. So I'll give you an example. If you have a 35-year-old person, they have $100,000, and they put it in the market, and they let it compound for 30 years till they're going to retire, and they're paying 1% in fees, they have $761,000, which is nice growth from that time. But if you paid 3% in fees for the same stocks, you have $432,000. So in other words, you have 76% more money if you have less fees. Or in the other view, you have 19 years less income.
Let us recap the numbers he just spat at us, sir. So he is saying that most of us believe we have less than 1% in fees when the average is most of us have around 3% in fees. And the difference that can make over 30 years of savings between 35 and 65, did he say that's about $300,000? Just because of the fees. We would have had $700,000 if we were paying 1%, but we have $400,000 for paying 3%.
Yeah.
Let me go.
Oh my gosh. It's like, yes, a lot of people think they, my company would not do that to me, right? There's no fees with my plan. They're thinking, okay, this is just something out of the goodness of their heart that they're providing for me to put out there. And 58%, I had to make some notes. Yes, he went so fast. 58% believe there are no fees whatsoever in their 401k.
Yep.
Almost 60% of people. 26% don't know how they're calculated. I'd probably say like much more than that. Like a lot of people don't, right? And, but the biggest stat he said was right there at the end. I don't know if you caught it. He said these higher fees would lead to about 19 years less of income. Okay. So imagine that you go to retirement and, you know, the plane is kind of doing this little landing, right? Your accounts are going down. It's a controlled descent here with your assets and things. And he said with these higher fees, it could be 19 years less of income because of the higher fees, right? And that is super scary, super scary. Running out of money, running out of income. That's the number one concern. And this is why. Let me tell you about some clients of mine that live up in Somerville. Okay. He came in, requested my 401k x-ray. Okay. He's like, I want to, he was noticing some underperformance, even with their, his contributions, every paycheck. He's 62. His wife was 60. Okay. And he says, Brandon, I want to retire maybe in three more years at 65. I'm thinking that looks good for me, you know, for Medicare, but I just don't think I'm going to get there financially, right? I think I need to be at $1 million here in this 401k with everything else. I think that's the number we need, but I don't think we're going to make it. And so I said, yeah, come on in. Let's take a look at everything. And he brought his statement in and he had saved about $750,000 in his 401k. I said, guys, you know, great job. You're putting in the max contribution here now. You're doing a wonderful job trying to save there. Good work. And so, you know, we went through and think of it like as just, you know, pulling the curtain back, right? Just like in the morning, let that morning light in, you know, in your room. You know, or you flip the light on in the garage and the palmetto bugs just start scurrying everywhere. Gross. We got to shine the light. That was kind of nasty.
I mean, when it comes to fees, imagine a palmetto bugs hiding in your 401k. Yes. Please continue, sir.
Fees, fleas, palmetto bugs, whatever you want to call them. They go scurrying everywhere. Right? So we got to cut the light on. We got to shine a light on what's going on behind the curtain here. And so that's what our 401k x-ray does. And we were able to find the, we looked at the administrative fee for the plan. Okay. The advisor fees. Now this was interesting. I've even at like Boeing, you might work at Boeing and be listening to the show here where you know that you have one 401k plan, but you have the option to opt into advisor planned a portion there where there's an advisor doing it. And I had someone come in and they said that they did that. And I said, well, how much does that cost? And he goes, oh, that's nothing. We can get that advisor help for free.
Lies you tell yourself.
Oh my gosh. So I guess that goes back to the stat there that Tony was talking about.
Yeah.
So anyway, for our client, we exposed the advisor fees in that plan. Yeah. And then the mutual funds that they had very limited choices. These mutual funds that they were in had a lot of fees too.
So okay? Before you even totaled the number out, we had now discovered that we have three different kinds of fees.
Three. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Three major areas. And then there could be some other, you know, junk fees here and there that we can try to find, right? Yeah. But just in these three, we were already at 2.5%. Okay.
On $750,000 annually.
Yes. So that I did that math. That's over $18,000, almost $19,000 a year.
That you're just paying out.
That you're just paying because, I mean, whether it's making or losing, that $18,000, $19,000 is heading out the door. So think of retirement, right? When you need to have a controlled income stream and a controlled drawdown and you've got an extra almost $20,000 heading out the door. Okay. That's not going to you. It's going to somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, you know, so most everybody gets that money out of your 401k as soon as you have those options.
Okay.
And for most everybody, that window opens up at 59 and a half. Even if you still keep working for the company, right? You can do an in-service distribution a lot of times. Your plan might allow that. So come in, we can find out if your plan does allow it. And people will say, okay, let me just pick all this up. Let's move it out, right? And I'm going to keep contributing. I'm going to work for a few more years. That's fine. But I want to go ahead now that I have the ability, I want to go ahead and take matters into my own hands here, right? So these clients, they, you know, they felt like they were like, you know, Brandon, we're handcuffed. I feel like we're handcuffed here with limited investment options. And I said, okay, bottom line, you've got three options that let's talk through it. I said, first option is you can stay there, right? Stay in the plan with inefficiency and limited choices. I said, that's option number one. Option number two, which this surprised him. I said, let me tell you how you can do this yourself, how you can fire all of us. Okay. I said, you can roll this out, open up a rollover IRA or an IRA at Vanguard or Fidelity, Schwab, anywhere. You just open one up there. That's not taxable. You can roll it out. And I said, I'll even give you a list of some nice low cost Vanguard, iShares, ETFs, you know, exchange traded funds. because those expense ratios, when you go pull that up, the cost of those, it's like 0.04%.
Wow. Wow.
We're in the like 400th of a percent.
Versus 2.5.
Yes. So you do the math there. The cost on 750 would only be like $3,000 a year. I said, you can do this yourself. He said, but, you know, hey, Brandon, this pressure, the decision making.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Right.
I don't want, my wife is looking at me or my husband, you know, they're counting on me to get this right. No, thank you. I need help. So he didn't like option two. Option three is, of course, hire me. And that's what he wanted. He wanted my professional help. And he said, Brandon, can you fix this? And so we did. And so that's what we did. We rolled those funds out. We rolled it over to Fidelity. We did not trigger taxes, right? It's a direct rollover. It comes over and we went through and we bought those same, you know, Vanguard ETFs under my supervision. When he looked at all of these options, it was almost like Goldilocks, right? The 401k was too hot. Doing it himself was too cold. But, you know, I was right here in the middle, just right. And even with my advisor fee, I was still able to help him save close to $10,000 a year in fees.
Wow.
And so now here he is. He's got an efficient portfolio that, more importantly, a plan for retirement is what he has now, right? And on a side note here, he doesn't even have to get to that million. You remember how I said he felt like he needed to get to a million to retire?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be able to make this work here now with less money than $1 million, maybe even a year or two sooner.
Hmm.
Just with a few moves here of getting this money over, reducing your fees that you're paying, getting it better positioned for that retirement income, shopping it around for great income streams, you know, a diversified portfolio, looking at a social security strategy, right? Factoring all of this plan together. I was like, guys, you know, you're about to have your house paid off. We looked at his expenses, their expenses. They've been working really hard for this date here. Mm-hmm. They're working as a team. And I was like, guys, we might be able to do this thing a little bit sooner. So they were just super, super excited. And all of this happened. It started with pulling that curtain back and starting with our 401k x-ray. So do you still have some of your funds at your 401k? Maybe you're 59 and a half or above. I mean, this is a great time to take a look at exactly what you're paying and is it worth it? So if this sounds like you and you have these same questions and concerns about your 401k, let me encourage you to head on over to bowenwealth.com and click on the contact tab so we can begin a conversation with you as well.
Thanks for listening to Charleston's Retirement Coach Podcast with Brandon Bowen. To learn more, visit bowenwealth.com and join Brandon for his radio show, Charleston's Retirement Coach, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on 94.3 WSC and again at 1 p.m. on 1250 WTMA.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if J. Brandon Bowen is licensed in your state, please call 843-203-2030. J. Brandon Bowen is an investment advisor representative of Bowen Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. J. Brandon Bowen is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Bowen Wealth, LLC, insurance licensed in South Carolina. Market Guard is a registered investment advisor with the SEC and provides model portfolios only to Impact Partnership Wealth. Market Guard makes no implied warranties or representations and is not liable for any data presented.